Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Thank you. As you remain standing, please, those who are sitting down, let's stand together as we take that song, the chorus, twice. Take the cross twice.
I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come.
Stretch forth your hand to him. Say, I need thee.
I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless.
I come to thee.
I come to
Father, we need you more than ever before. And that's why we are handing ourselves over to you. We are surrendering our all, withholding nothing. We ask, Lord, that as we release ourselves unto you today, you will pull us to yourself in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because we know you are always waiting for us to come to you. And so, as we are being intentional in this year, Father, please help us. None of us will remain in the same level in the mighty name of Jesus. Draw us close to yourself. Pull us to yourself. Do whatever it will take for us to remain connected to you. Help us, Lord. Strengthen us. Thank you for that which you have started already during this retreat. Thank you for what you will still do. Thank you for what you will continue to do. May none of us be left behind in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please be seated. Thank you so much. We are about rounding off. And to me, it's been a wonderful time in God's presence. God has been speaking to us since the beginning of this retreat, right from the opening prayer. So for those who came early and you were part of the opening prayer, you will know that God has been speaking to us. Through the praise worship, God has been speaking to us. Through the prayer of thanksgiving and all the sessions. And it will surprise you that I have been taking notes since I came here because God has been speaking to me, even through the prayers. So we shouldn't be waiting that, okay, maybe later on God will speak to us. God is always speaking to us. If we are conscious of his presence and we know that God is always at work around us. My prayer that is that God Almighty will complete his work in our lives. In Jesus' name. I want to try as much as possible that the remaining time we do whatever we need to do. I want to apologize to our people who are joining us online when we had the power cut. They didn't participate in what was going on. I hope they have reconnected now. Media, because we have some of our elderlies. We are connected. Thank you so much. God bless you. And I think we had about 50 people online at the last time I watched. So all over the world, even those who are not in Nigeria, in music ministry, they are joining us. That is one of the benefits of technology. May the Lord perfect his work in our lives in Jesus' name. If you have your paper with you, I just want to quickly take us through music ministers and the call to experiencing God. We have tried to provide pen so that you can write. So if you don't have a pen, you may need to go to the back to collect your own. And if you don't have this worksheet, you may need to ask from our brethren who are at the back helping with the registration. Please collect your pen, collect whatever you need to collect from them. And please join me as I read just one verse. Psalm 27 verse 4. You will know that the Spirit of God is one, because some of the things I'm going to talk about, God has already started with us during this retreat. So I'm not going to be repeating or emphasizing more of some of the things that God has already started saying to us, even during the prayers. God Almighty will help us in Jesus' name. Please, those who are at the back there, I want you to move closer. You are not, apart from our sister with children there, those who are at the back, I can see you. If you are part of us, move closer here, please. Move closer. Those who are the far, far, far behind, I'm not talking about where Brother Tokpe is. Those that are behind the sister with the children, please come forward. We still have enough space here. Psalm 27, verse 4. You see, I'm so excited as we are thanking God. I'm excited. You know why I'm excited? I'm excited because God has kept all the members of the music ministry of Ikoyi Baptist Church intact. Since 2020, that we have had so many challenges. You don't know what it means to a pastor that people under you, none is missing. Can we celebrate God? Can we celebrate God? Hallelujah. Every member of the WMS choir, every member of the sanctuary choir, every member of the Citadel of Praise, teenagers choir, orchestra, children, men, everyone is intact. Our God is worthy of praise. The devil moves so close, very, very close to taking some of us, but God did not allow him. I know some of the calls that I received in the middle of the night during the lockdown. Pastor, pray, 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 pray. Pastor, But God did not allow the enemy to have the final say. Is our God worthy of praise? Can we celebrate one more time? Put your hands together and celebrate God. Amen. I pray that God Almighty will continue to keep us under divine covering, even as we go in the year 2021 in Jesus' name. You know, the pandemic affected our ministry seriously, in the sense that we couldn't gather together. You know, if we are talking about the ministry that was affected most, is the music ministry. You know, they talk about droplets. If you are singing, the droplets that will come out is more than when you are talking, when you are rehearsing. So we couldn't gather together, but ministry did not stop. God continued to help us. And may he continue to help us in Jesus' name. Psalm 27, verse 4. Just one verse. Said, one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. One thing I ask from the Lord. Can you give me in a message translation? Message. Message translation, media. That's the only quiet. Psalm 27, verse 4. Verse 4, please. Verse 4. I'm asking God for one thing. Only one thing. To live with him in his house my whole life long. I'll contemplate his beauty. I'll study at his feet. Give me amplified. Amplified. One thing I've asked of the Lord, and that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. And when you're talking about the house of the Lord, where are you talking about? In his presence. So that means David was saying that I may dwell in his presence all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty, the delightful loveliness and majestic grandeur of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple. We just read a statement from a music minister. And that music minister we're talking about is David. And his only desire is for him to dwell in God's presence, to dwell, to gaze upon his beauty, to live, to delight, to behold the beauty of the Lord. And I began to ask myself, when I read this passage again, does that mean that David didn't go to the toilets?
Did that mean that David didn't go out for functions? Does that mean that David didn't do any other thing? He was only just sitting in one place? The answer is no. But David had a consciousness, an awareness, that wherever he goes, he's living in God's presence. And that's the call for us, music ministers, and the call to experiencing God. The call to be music ministers. So it is good for us, it is necessary to constantly remind ourselves of our purpose as a ministry. Because when purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. When you don't know the purpose of a particular thing, you can abuse it. You may abuse it. And time will not permit me to dwell more about that. But the following scriptures remind us of our main purpose. And I would like for us to quickly read 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 31 and 32. I think I will do it this way. Sister Kede, can you help me read 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 31 and 32? Brother Yinka, can you help me read 1 Chronicles 16, verse 4? 1 Chronicles 16, verse 4. Mrs. Ayola, can you help me read 2 Chronicles 29, 11 in your Bible? Please, very fast. You can use microphone so that everybody can hear you. Please, I want you to take notes of something because I'm going to ask you, or we're going to focus on something about that. 1 Chronicles 6, that's Sister Kede, Brother Yinka, Mrs. Ayola.
First Chronicles 6, verse 31. These are the men David put in charge of the music in the house of the Lord after the ark came to rest there. Verse 32. They ministered with music before the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, until Solomon built the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem. They performed their duties according to the regulations laid down for them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. The word I want you to focus on there, particularly now, is that they do what? They ministered. The word what? Ministered. They ministered. Okay, Brian Yinka.
1 Chronicles 16, verse 4. David appointed the following Levite to lead the people in worship before the ark of the Lord, to invoke his blessings, to give thanks, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel.
David did what?
Appointed
some of the Levites to do what? To do what?
To lead the people.
To minister. Thank you. God bless you. Sister Ayola. I need to turn it on. Hello? This is part of the training. When you are in the music ministry, you must know how to turn on the microphone. Hello, I'm saying it to everyone, not to you now. If you are in the music ministry, those are some of the things we must know. Maybe one of our workshops, when we deal with more of those technical things. But you shouldn't get to microphone and you don't know how to turn it on. The Lord will help us.
Amen.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
2 Chronicles 29, verse 11. My sons, do not neglect your duties any longer. The Lord has chosen you to stand in his presence, to minister to him, and to lead the people in worship and present offerings to him.
Thank you so much. God bless you, ma'am. What is the word that is constant through the passages that we have read? Minister. There's a particular thing it was used in the past tense. Ministered. Minister. Minister. So our main purpose as a ministry is to do what? To minister. To minister. God originally called those who are in the music ministry to minister. That's what God called them to do. To minister. Minister. So you can fill up the space that is there. He called them to do what? To minister. I hope that consciousness will just begin to sink into somebody. That anytime you come here to stand before the altar, either to sing or to play the instrument, you are here to do what? We are here to do what? To minister. And of course, ministry is in various dimensions, because it is not until you get here that you minister. There's ministering unto the Lord personally. So in your personal devotion, you are ministering unto the Lord. There's another dimension of ministry, ministering on the stage. I use the stage as the platform. Then there is ministering off stage. Even when there's no platform, that everybody is watching you, you are also ministering. So time will not permit us to go deeper than that. So belonging to the music ministry means we must all see ourselves as what? We must all see ourselves as ministers. Therefore, I am not just a singer. I'm not just a chorister. I'm not just a praise worship leader. I'm not just an instrumentalist. I'm not just a musician. I'm not just a sound engineer. I'm not just a cameraman. Who am I? Somebody say to yourself, I'm a minister. Say it again, I am a minister. Now, turn to somebody and point to him or her, you are a minister. You are a minister. That needs to sink into us. We must bring ourselves to that consciousness. Because there are certain things that will be required of those who minister. If I don't see myself as a, is it not just, I'm just going to sing? Is it not just to play? That when I see myself on the instruments, I am ministering. If I see myself on the keyboard, on the organ, on the piano, on the guitar, on the saxophone, on the violin, the consciousness should be that I am ministering, or I am here to minister. There's a particular way that you conduct yourself when you know that you are here to minister and that you are a minister. There's a particular way you conduct yourself that even when you are not in church, everywhere you are, you place yourself, you comport yourself as a minister. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So, I am a minister. It's not just a title. It's not a title. Anyway, it's not a title. So you shouldn't leave this day after saying, hey, they say I'm a minister. So anytime you want to call me Minister Yinka. Or call me Minister Abimbola. Call me Minister Ene. Call me Minister Mercy. It is not a title. It is a call. It is the responsibility God has placed upon our lives. Now, let me ask us, because of our time, what are ministers expected to do? And I want you to speak now. You may need to speak loud from where you are, because we don't have time to be taking the microphone around. What are ministers expected to do? Do you understand my question? If you are going to minister effectively, what are ministers expected to do? I want you to be interactive, even though we have a short period of time. What are ministers? Let me help you further. So that you can know. So if you are talking about Ikoyi Baptist Church now, if you say we have ministers in Ikoyi Baptist Church, who do people think about? Reverend Babalola, Reverend Michael Oyebu, Reverend Yiniye, Reverend Boswadegoyega, they are the ministers. So if you want to answer that question, what do you think that these ministers are supposed to be doing? Anybody? Yes, ma'am. They should be interceding for the flock. Thank you, ma. That expectation is there. For them to minister effectively, they must intercede for the flock. Any other? Brianka? They must be people that are conveying the mind of Christ. Okay? Sir? They must serve. They must be people that should be rendering services. Any other? I want to hear some practical things. Yes, sir. Sorry, Sister Yola. There must be people that will lead us to Christ. Okay? Brother Regina. There must be people that are standing before the Lord. Brother Timothy. They must consecrate themselves. Thank you. Thank you. We must see that our ministers must be people that must consecrate themselves. That means there are some level of things that we expect from them from consecration. Mrs. Akinjo Igbema. They must be model. They must be example for us to follow. There are many other things. Yes, ma'am. I can see your hand. They must be full of the Holy Spirit. If we say they are ministers, they must be full of the Holy Spirit. That means they are not people that are joking with the Holy Spirit. They want the Holy Spirit to... Any other thing? Okay, don't let me, because of our time. Yes, ma'am. They must be people that are depending on God to minister. Any other? They must be committed to their calling. Several things. Let me also tell you that if you say they are ministers, you are expecting that they should be prepared before they come to minister. They don't just come, okay, I'm leading Bible study today. Okay, the Holy Spirit will speak. Let's just open our Bible. Anytime, anywhere I see the Holy Spirit say, then we'll begin to talk. Is that what you see Reverend Adeleke do? Is that what you see any of the ministers do when they come here? They will prepare. There's a level of preparation. If you say they are ministers, are they expected to be punctual? Are they expected to be punctual? They are expected to be punctual. That means you won't expect it that the service will have started about 10 minutes and then Reverend Winnie will now stroll in and sit down. Or Reverend Winnie will come in after some time. You expected that they are punctual. Somebody mentioned that they must be exemplary. You will show that they are exemplary. They will show us, they will model what the congregation is supposed to do. But let me tell you, do you know the way God is seeing us? The way God is seeing you, everyone here, sitting, the way God is seeing the ministers we are talking about, that's the way God is seeing you. It's not different. The way God is seeing me, that I'm a minister, that's the way God is seeing you. So if God expects that the full-time ministers you see here, they take the issue of consecration seriously. They take the issue of being filled with the Holy Spirit seriously. They take the issue of punctuality seriously. And all those things that we have mentioned about, that is the same thing that God expects from you. It's not different. It is not different. In fact, let me tell you, God is even expecting you more to do that. Because if you read the scriptures very well, the reason why you have full-time ministers is to prepare God's people for service. How many of us believe that? It's to equip the body of Christ. It means God is not expecting me that every Sunday I am jumping here singing or I'm doing this. That I should begin to prepare people for the work of ministry. That I should equip you as I'm doing right now. So God expects more from us. And I pray that God Almighty will help us to catch this and respond to God appropriately in the mighty name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. What are dimensions of our call? Because if I want to go, I will talk more about that. What are the dimensions of our call? Because we say we are called to be ministers. We are called to ministry. The first dimension of our call is that we are called to know God. We are called to do what? To know God. That is our first call. That is our first calling. That we must know God. And if you follow the trend, the trajectory of what God has been doing in our midst today, God has been speaking to us about that, even in the prayer. We are called to know God. So when I say, what is the call? You know, one of our brethren, I don't know whether it was Brother Reginald or whoever was leading that prayer, said, the basis of our service is the knowledge of God. Remember that today? That is the basis of our service. So our first call as ministers is to do what? Is to know God. If you look at the passages that we have read earlier in the book of 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, he will always talk about God appointing Levites. God appointed people that knew him in the Bible. So our first call is to know God. And the first question I want to ask is based on John chapter 3, verse 7. Because that call to knowing God begins from John 3, 7. John 3, 7. What does it say? You should not be as surprised at my saying, you must be born again. So when I talk about knowing God, is to ask you, are you born again? Are you born again? Hello? Are you really born again? Let me ask the word, really. Have you encountered Christ as Christ encountered you? Because you have no basis for ministry. You have no business in standing that you are, you say you are a minister if you are not born again. And you look at the word, you say, you must be born again. When you read the statement and somebody say, you must do this, what does that tell you? It is compulsory. It is a command. If you want to serve here, you want to continue to serve here, you must be born again. I know I've discovered certain things that Jesus Christ said in the Bible that there are just few words that Jesus Christ used, and he used must. Another passage where Jesus Christ used must is in John chapter 4, verse 24. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Another must is in Luke 9, 23. Must deny themselves. So you must be born again. You have no business in being in music ministry if you are not born again. And may I tell you, it will be my greatest desire that you are born again, if you are not born again today. I can also advise you, if you are not ready to be born again, please step down. If you are not ready to be born again, step down. You are not born again and you are not ready to be born again, please excuse yourself from ministering on the altar. God expects that we must be born again. So the first dimension of our ministry is to know God. This year, we must know God. And we must know him deeper and better in Jesus' name. My greatest desire this year for everyone in the music ministry, it is not for you to know your song. It is for you to know God. Do you know that many people know the song? They know their song, but they don't know God. Do you know that many people know how to play their instruments, but they don't know God? If you know how to play your instruments, you know how to sing, and you don't know God, you will not come here to minister. Of course, you may entertain. You can do a good performance. I'm not ruling out. I'm not saying that entertainment is evil. I'm not saying performing is evil. But there's a level that is beyond entertainment and performance. And that's the level of ministry. Somebody can be very, very skillful on the instrument, can sing very well, and the person does not know God. The person knows the song, knows how to play the instrument, knows how to dance, but you don't know God. If you don't know God, you have no business here. You have the platform to know God today. The second dimension of our call is the call to discipleship. Call to what? Discipleship. It's displayed on the screen for us. Call to discipleship. I've mentioned chapter 9, verse 23. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. One of the requirements for joining the music ministry is for you to have gone through discipleship courses. And that's why after I came, I designed a form. If you want to join Citadel of Praise, you want to join the Sanctuary Choir, after you have come, you have to fill that form. And I will have a personal meeting with you to know, are you born again? You write your salvation testimony. And then I will ask you, which discipleship courses have you done? But I want us to move beyond the courses now. Do you have a discipler over your life? Are you really a disciple of Christ? You know, it's a problem in many churches. When it comes to things that have to do with disciples, discipleship, attending Sunday school, attending Bible studies, most people in the music ministry, they don't go. They don't go. They only want to show off on Sunday. That will not be permitted here. You must be a disciple. And let me tell you, God has given us a platform this year, 2021. The church Through the pastor says, every one of us must go through experiencing God. Let me ask you, are you in any group in experiencing God now? I don't want to ask you to raise hand. But if you have not joined any group, you are not doing well. If you have not joined any group for the experiencing God that we are doing now, you are not doing well at all, at all. And it's not too late to join from tomorrow. If God is doing something in the life of the whole church, and those who are Levites, because if you read the Bible very well, apart from the fact that Levites will sing, they are also supposed to lead people to consecration. We didn't have time to look at the last passage that we read, 2 Chronicles 29. He's talking about Hezekiah. When Hezekiah came and opened the door of the temple again, he said, Levites, consecrate yourself. And of course, that is one of the requirements, which is the second one because of our time. Call to consecration is a call to consecration. We have prayed in that line today because we need to begin to lead from the place of consecration. Let's read the passage. Let's read the passage again. Second Chronicles chapter 29. Second Chronicles 29 verse 5. Second Chronicles 29 verse 5. And he said, listen to me, Levites. Consecrate yourself when? Now. And do what? Consecrate the temple of the Lord, the God of your ancestors. Remove all defilements from the sanctuary. So, this call is not just to consecrate yourself. God is depending on us to consecrate his house. What does that mean? God is depending on people that are Levites of today. Not only that you are consecrated, but you are also helping us. We must ensure that there is consecration, there is holiness in this church. But let me ask you this afternoon. Are you consecrated? Are you being consecrated? Because it's not just about what has happened before. Are you still being consecrated? Even me, I need to deliberately consecrate myself unto the Lord and to his service every day. May the Lord help us. Your level of consecration will determine your usability. Your level of consecration will determine where God is taking you to. And I'm so glad that it was mentioned there. We thank God for great ministers that God is using today. There are some ministers that when I hear their song like this, it's like God is just before me like this. Because they are singing from the place of consecration. They are not singing because they have a song or they have a good voice or they can play the instruments. How I wish that this year that you play your violin from the place of consecration. That you play your keyboard, your piano from the place of consecration. That you sing your auto part, tenor part, bass part from the place of consecration. The Lord God Almighty will help us. Call to commitment. Call to commitment. We must be committed. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12. Please give us on the screen to save our time. 6:12. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12. The fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must not go out. Somebody say it must not go out. The fire on your altar must be what? Must be kept burning. It must not go out. What are you going to do if the fire is not going to go out? It's the next statement. Every morning, the priest is to add firewood. Arrange the burnt offering on the fire and burn the fat or the fellowship offering on it. What type of commitment is God talking about here? The first commitment is commitment to your quiet time, to your prayer life, to your Bible study. Every morning, you must add firewood. Hello? You know, so many people come to minister in the house of God. They stand before the altar. They don't have quiet time. If I ask you today, have you had quiet time today? Have you read your Bible today? Have you prayed today? Most people are rushing to come to church. Ah, today is Sunday. I must be in choir. I must come and sing. But they have not prayed. Some people, they have not even read their Bible in the last 3-4 days. And you say you are a minister. Commitment to your walk with God. And commitment goes beyond that. Commitment to your ministry. It takes a level. You can see what you said the other time. There are expectations you have for the ministers you see here. We say, these are our ministers. That same expectation is from us. If you say you belong to the music ministry, it is totally wrong for you to come late to church. And for some people, it is not because it is one, it has become consistent. They will always come late. By the grace of God, that will not be allowed this year. When are we supposed to be in church? When are we supposed to be in church? When? 7:30 for the prayer, the worship prayer. That prayer is for who? Is for who? Say church workers. And who are the church workers? Ministers. You know, I need to ask that again because I almost covered my face about 2 Sundays ago. How many of us were in church when pastor said all church workers should stand up? He was going to pray. You know, and I was looking here. Many people didn't stand up. They sat down. Until now said, and how many of you remember? I thank God that I have witnesses here. Until now said, if you are in one ministry or the other, and it was a father, then people now started standing up. I said, people don't even see themselves that they are workers. You are in the citadel of praise. You are in the sanctuary choir. You are in the orchestra. You are sitting here every Sunday. You don't see yourself as a church worker. I said, no wonder why many people don't come for workers' prayer meeting. It is totally wrong. You are a church worker. Tell your neighbor you are a church worker. Tell him or her you are a minister. When are ministers supposed to come to church? When are they supposed to be here? They are supposed to report to duty at 7:30. That prayer is not for some people. Okay, let them go and do all the spiritual thing. Then we'll come and do our own. Which one is your own? Our own ministry is a spiritual ministry. And we must be consecrated. We must prepare our hearts. We must add firewood every morning. We must be consecrated. And that commitment must show that we are ready and we are purified. From tomorrow, once Sunday school begins, nobody should begin to come in from one side and come and join this place again. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Once Sunday school begins, after workers' prayer meeting, nobody should come and join. It is so embarrassing that sometimes the service, Sunday school has ended, the service has started. People that we are supposed to lead to worship as Levites, people that we are supposed to bring into God's presence, they're already waiting for us. We are now strolling in, joining from the back. Then people will now come. I tell people, you don't have to come here. If you have come late, go and sit down in the congregation and be part of worship. You don't have to. But some people, they must come and sit down here. It is totally wrong. Ministers are supposed to be waiting for worshipers to come. They have done the spiritual preparation, physical preparation. They ensure everything is well. Oh, I wish when the time of prayer is there, instrumentalists, you go to your instruments. When you see, anything that we are doing today, God didn't just begin. God has started with us. Even those of us that are full-time pastors here today. Some of us have served as youth pastor. I've been an instrumentalist. I think I've shared it before. I started playing guitar for my church when I was in primary 6. I started playing guitar. First Baptist Church, Jeba. 1986, I was in primary 6. Then we didn't have all this bass guitar. We used to have acoustic guitar, and then they turned the acoustic, they removed the last 2 strings from the acoustic guitar, and they left the last 4 strings. And then I was using it as bass guitar. That's how I started. I was standing before the church like this. And God helped us because people discipled us eventually. The first thing I would do when I come, as time went by, I would go to my instruments, I will hold my instruments, and I will pray on it. God, your hand must flow through me and through this instrument today. Keyboardists will go to their keyboard, lay hands on it. Organists will go, lay your hands on it. Drummer will go. Singers will come. Ministers will come. And then you say, God, you must purify me today. Not just coming after worship has started, then not strolling in, coming in. We must show commitment. May the Lord God Almighty help us. And when will that begin? Tomorrow. Once Sunday school begins, don't join again. Huh? Don't join again. Once Sunday school begins, just go on to the congregation and say, ah, today. Because there's a level of commitment, a level of consecration that is required for everyone that will minister, and the hand of God will come down upon his people. God Almighty will help us in Jesus' name. Commitment or call to represent Christ. The call to represent Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Give us on the screen so that we can read together. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Say, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. What I want to bring us there is that we will do what? We must set an example. God wants us to set example. As ministers, we must represent Christ wherever you go. You know, one of our hymns says, let others see Jesus in you. Keep telling the story. Be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you. We must represent Christ well. In the way we speak, in our conduct, in our love, time will not permit us to look at that. But I want to call attention. No, I was saying the other time, there are dimensions of ministry. You minister to God, you minister on the stage, then you minister off stage. If you see yourself as a minister, it must show in your life, wherever you are, in the way you speak. Even when you are not in church to minister, people should not see you and begin to wonder, is this sister really a Christian? They shouldn't see the way you dress and say, is she really a Christian? And we must begin to ask ourselves, because you are a minister, the way I'm dressing, even when I'm not coming to church, if I'm going to work, I'm going for a function. Can people see me and they will see Christ in me? I said that I represent Christ. Hello? You know, some people say, okay, this is not church. This is not church. I can dress anyhow. It is not permitted of a minister. We must represent Christ. We must represent Christ. Let others see Jesus in us. And then second to the last, call to worship. Call to worship. And I've emphasized that. I will not say that again. Because that's Psalm 27 verse 4. It's talking about someone that is ready to experience God and dedicated to worship. Personal worship. Spend time in your personal worship. Your personal devotion to God. Last one. Call to lead worship. Call to lead worship. This is the last of our call. But I'm sure you are going to agree with me that most of the time, what most of us are running to is the last one. Hello? The seventh one is most of us are running to. Oh, I must come there. We must sing today. I must play today. That is the last thing God is expecting from us. The first six, call to know God, call to discipleship, call to consecration, call to commitment, call to represent Christ, call to worship. They must be solid if we are going to lead worship effectively. I pray that God Almighty will change our lives through this retreat and move us to the next level. We must do exploit this year, 2021. But it begins with knowing God and earnestly desiring to experience him daily and moment by moment. May the Lord carry out a special work in our individual lives this year. May the Lord use us collectively to bring Ikoyi Baptist Church into the experience of supernatural exploits. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's stand together as we pray. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my home, you're the best,
You're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord.
One more time. Knowing you, Jesus.
Knowing you, Jesus. Knowing you.
There is no greater.
There is no greater thing. You're my own. You're the best.
Can you just tell God, I don't have time to give many invitations. Just if you want to lift up your hands, so if you want to kneel anywhere in the sanctuary. This year, me, I want to know God more than ever before. I'm desperate for Him. Please talk to God wherever you are. Lord, I don't want to be distracted this year. I want to know you. I want to do ministry in a different way this year. This year, I want to do it in a different way. If you need to cry to God to help you, if you are here, you are always distracted. It's one thing or the other, we always distract you. You want to be punctual. But it is on that day that something will happen and we take your attention away. You will not report at your duty post. You want to study the word of God. You want to pray. You want to have your quiet time. You want it to be consistent. You want it to be regular. Cry out to God. We have just 2 or 3 minutes to close this service. Ask God to help you. Ask God to help you. Ask God to help you. Say, Lord, I will be more committed this year. I will be more dedicated to you this year. Oh, Lord, you will help me. That I may know you. That I may know you. Oh, I will make myself available to know you. I will make myself available for discipleship. I will make myself available for consecration. I will make myself available for commitment. I will make myself available to represent you well this year. Lord, I will worship you. Lord, you will help me to lead worship effectively. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Father, help me. Help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pray that prayer again, but in this dimension. Say, Lord, I want to be an exemplary minister. Say, please open your eyes. You know, even today, as we came for this retreat, at the time I went out, some of those who came for this retreat, they were talking outside there. They left this place and they went and were gisting until I said, go inside. I will go to some churches, you know, when they are preaching, those who are in the music ministry, they will go outside and they will be talking. How many of us have seen that before? Instrumentalists, choristers, they will go outside and they'll be talking. Say they are, when they are done, we'll come back, because our own is to come and sing and play. They are not part of the worship. This year, Ikoyi Baptist Church will be different. I said this year, Ikoyi Baptist Church will be different. Because people will see ministers in us that will represent Christ well. That by my seeing us, people will be drawn to the Lord. Say, Lord, make me an effective minister this year. Lift up your hand. Lord, make me an effective minister. Lord, I want to be an effective minister. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I want to be an effective minister. I want to be an exemplary minister. Oh, Lord, all it will take. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. It is when we are effective that the hand of God can come down, the glory of the Lord can come down upon His people, and His people will be blessed. Lord, help me. Lord, help me.
Knowing you.
One more time.
Jesus.
Knowing you.
Knowing you.
There is no greater thing.
There is no greater thing.
You're my all.
You're my all. You're the best. You're my joy, my righteousness.
sins. Lord, we make ourselves available again to you today. It's our desire that we will know you more than ever before. It's our desire, Lord, that we will make ourselves available as your disciples this year. It's our desire, Lord, that we shall be consecrated unto you this year. It's our desire, Lord, that we shall be committed to you this year. It's our desire, Lord, that we will represent you well this year. It's our desire, Lord, to worship you this year, particularly in the area of personal worship. And all these things added together with your grace upon our lives, we will be able to lead your people effectively into your presence. Lord, I pray that revival will break out from the music ministry to Ikoyi Baptist Church this year. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you will consecrate us as Levites and you will use us to consecrate your house. That our ministry this year, Lord, and our administration shall be effective. That will be that that will provide the environment, the atmosphere for supernatural exploits. Blessed be your name, O God. I thank you, Lord, for every member of the music ministry of Ikoyi Baptist Church. And Lord, I've made a commitment after you brought me into this place to pray for everyone in every ministry, to pray for every member of the Citadel of Praise, to sanctuary choir, orchestra, WMS, teenagers, children, and even the men that we are trusting you that you are going to help us. I've always desired that, and I know that you have helped me, but I'm trusting you to do much more this year. Lord, I pray that these ones will not perish in my hand. Lord, you helped us last year. You heard our prayer. This year, we will not lose any member of this ministry. This year, none shall be missing among us. We receive the spirit of commitment. We receive the spirit of consecration. We receive the spirit of discipleship. We receive your grace upon our lives. That as we stand before the altar to minister, people will see the hand of God upon our lives. Oh, Father, I pray that from this altar, this year, from our ministry, fire will break out in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you meet every need. Yes, we're in the same ministry, but some are still struggling one way or the other. Lord, this year, I pray that your hand will rest upon your people. Those who are not married among us, this year, you will connect them to the bone of their bones and the flesh of their flesh. Ministry, Lord, in the Ikoyi Baptist Church, Lord God Almighty, music ministry particularly, there will be testimonies of weddings, testimonies of weddings among our brothers and our sisters in the name of Jesus. Those who are trusting you, Lord God Almighty, for admission, you will open door for them this year. Those who are trusting you for job, for breakthrough in their businesses, Lord, you will place your hand upon them. For those who serve at the altar, they will eat at the altar. Lord, I pray that God Almighty, your hand will rest upon your people. Lord, for those who are trusting you for healing, you will heal them this year. For those who are trusting you for one promotion, one thing or the other, those who are trusting you for the fruit of the womb, Lord, let it please you this year that joy will break forth from their lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray particularly for our children who cannot join us today because of the restriction of COVID-19, the children's choir. Lord, you know my heart desire, my commitment last year. And we started in the month of January and February to begin the music school for the children. But because of COVID-19, we couldn't meet again. Lord, I pray you will bless our children. That very soon, they will come to join us again. Because I see them as a future of this church, as the future of your work. And we want to invest into their lives particularly. Father, please arrest this pandemic for us so that the children can come back to worship and that your name will be glorified over their lives. Father, please preserve the lives of our children. None of them will be missing. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Father, please bless everyone that has come into this place today, everyone that has come to learn at your feet. Bless us as we go from here. Let your hand continue to be upon us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.